Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Podcast Network Asia.
Hi, hello, bonjour, hola, konnichiwa, ni hao. This is Anjali Dub and welcome to Life in Progress. Hoping to inspire you with my life and help you become the best version of yourself as we progress together in this thing called life. Hello everyone, welcome back to Life in Progress. I hope you guys are doing well wherever you are in the world right now. Thank you so much for always tuning in. I am so grateful to each and one of you. I hope you guys know that I want to meet a lot of you because it makes me feel so like happy and grateful whenever I meet people and they tell me on my face that they listen to my podcast. And I've been listening a lot to Oprah, and she said, for us to become happy in this life, we need to learn to do things without getting anything in return. That's why I feel like this podcast is that thing for me. I'm doing this without getting anything in return. That's why I feel very, very, very good about it. So anyway, for today's episode, guys, we are going to talk about navigating my 30s has been a gift. I know for a lot of people, they're very scared to reach this point in their life because they feel like 20s is everything. But trust me, 30s is the best. It's the best. Because if you were able to take care of your body in your 20s, I feel like a woman is the prettiest actually during her 30s. She's a woman, 100%. Though again, this is just my point of view based on what I've seen and what I've felt within myself, and it has nothing to do with anyone. This is just my point of view. For me, navigating my 30s has been a gift, a journey of self-discovery and growth. I must say, during my 20s, I was still immature about a lot of things in life, though I'm still immature about a lot of things in my life. But 30s was a gift that I opened, especially like now that I just turned 33. When I was writing my lessons, I was just so proud of myself. And I can say I'm already living my definition of success. And I've said this so many times. And this doesn't mean I'm better than someone or I feel like I am above everyone. No, it's just open-minded people know everybody has their own definition of success. And mine, I've defined it years ago and I'm living it right now. Like every day I wake up in my dream city sometimes. Yes, it is lonely. It is lonely that I'm in Madrid alone. But this is my dream city. And I am paying that price of sometimes being alone to be here. And it's my dream to get a European passport. It's my dream. A lot of people dream of getting married, you know, blah, 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 having mansions, being a millionaire in the future. No, my dream has been I want to get a European passport and I'm going to use it till the last day of my life. That's why, you know, I just have to keep my life together and get my Spanish passport. That's my like end goal in life. Get my passport. That's it. And I'm just so excited for it. I must say that in my 20s, I did not think of living this life, very, very peaceful life right now. I just mind my own business. I heal, I deal, and I move on with everything. I was just talking to a friend. I was like, hey, how are you doing? I'm so sorry. I haven't been connected. And she was like, you've been disconnected from us for the last 3 years. I was like, that's why I can say I'm the happiest. I mean, I believe that we can be both happy and sad because I will always grieve that I've left my life in the Philippines, but I'm also celebrating every single day that I have this, my dream life that I'm leaving. That's why I go lilo on everything, on social media, talking to people, because I want to leave my present and I want to leave every moment of it. That's why navigating 30s has been a gift. You know, I bid a very, very good farewell to my carefree 20s when I was a traveler. Nowadays, I just want to be an entrepreneur. That's it. I embrace all the challenges and all the responsibilities that came with this new decade. And I've been living it for the last 3 years. I started my 30s in Spain. And I look forward to, you know, managing both lives here and in Manila. And I just love it. Sometimes I'm still confused. Sometimes I still ask questions like, is this the right move? Did I make the right choice that I moved here? But yes. And for me, it was a time when I was crossing from my 20s to 30s. I was finding my purpose, understanding my values, building meaningful relationships, and I found it. I found it. Like in your 30s, you just become so like, I don't give a fuck. Like slowly, things don't bother you anymore because you're so secured with yourself. I'm speaking just from my point of view and experience. 30s will give you freedom from a lot of things, especially from BS of people and drama of people. You just can't tolerate things anymore. You can smell BS from 10 kilometers away and you just become so vocal about what you want and what you don't want, what you deserve and what you don't deserve. This applies to relationships, not just romantic. Please, por favor, there are other relationships in life aside from romantic relationships. Yeah, and I think you just become, you know, more confident of your abilities, choices, journey, failures, mistakes, and your definition of success. I always say now my own definition of success because I feel like a lot of people misinterpret when I say that. Like I'm self-absorbed, I'm narcissist, that I'm saying I'm successful, because being successful is not just about having mansions, Birkins, or Kellys in your closet. That also means you are just free. From everything, and you are just living a peaceful life, minding your own business. And for me, honestly, that's the best definition of success. It's more enjoyable than owning a bag. And one more, probably. This is something my friend told me. She said, Anjali, in your 30s, when you have a really great body, more people hate you than women who actually own a Birkin. I was like, what? And starting that day, I started to take care of my body more. I was like, okay, if I don't get a chance to buy a Birkin, I'm just going to take care of my body. And, you know, not that I'm trying to make other people envy me. It's just, you know, sometimes when people are mean to you, you also need to answer back. And I remember answering back to one woman who said, oh, you grew your access travel, your business, because you always post bikini photos. I was like, is it my fault? I go to the gym. You know, I'm disciplined. I don't eat that much and I know what to eat. Is it my fault? Like, is it my fault I was able to maintain my body from my 20s with my discipline? I was like, yes, it is my fault because I took responsibility for my body and I want to be able to wear bikinis till my last day on earth. And she was like, okay. And this woman, like speaking, she was carrying one of the most expensive bags. And she said that on my face. Like, it was like half joke. Like, she was serious, but also jokey. I was like, oh my God, my friend was like, right. My friends are always right, sadly. That's why I'm like, when I tell them, like, hey, I messed up with the man again. They were like, we told you he wasn't the right man for you. I was like, yeah, I should start listening to all of you more than my stubborn self. So lastly, I feel like the mistakes I've made in my life were so valuable stepping stones, you know, toward my personal development and growth. I mean, I still do a lot of silly things like this body and Hermes and et cetera. I think that's one thing. It comes out naturally, you know. We are so competitive in general, all of us. Like, we just find our way of being competitive. Of course, we can't have it all. So we just find our own niche, right? And I found mine in building my body and maintaining it. So that's it. And lastly, probably my 30s taught me resilience, patience, and importance of self-care and self-love. Let me clarify one more time. Self-care and self-love are not an option. These are mandatory. Even you say, like, you are not doing this, you are doing this unintentionally. The choices that you make is self-care. Whenever you say no to the things that you don't like, that's self-care and self-love. And whenever you say yes to the things that you love and care about, that's also self-care and self-love. It has truly been a transformative period that I will forever cherish. So that's all for today's episode. So to everyone turning 30, don't be scared because it is gonna be so amazing. But if you are in your 20s, make sure you make the right choices as early as now so you get to become your unstoppable self in your 30s. And if you are already in your late 30s, kill it in your 40s. So that's all for today's episode. Thank you so much for tuning in and I'll see you on the next one. And of course, don't forget to follow us on our official Instagram account at Life in Progress PH. Adios, chicos! This was Life in Progress with Anjali Dub. If you have any suggestions on anything, please don't hesitate to message me on Instagram at Anjali Dub. You may also check out my YouTube channel for more stories. Thank you for listening and catch you on the next episode.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.